Do you feel like you're sinking in disappointment and emotional pain? Do you want God's peace even in the midst of storms? Do you long to be a woman who walks in obedience and lives a life that is set apart? And lastly, are you ready to live a life that unapologetically reflects authentic holiness? Welcome to the She's Marked podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, a writer, speaker, and certified biblical counselor. I've gained wisdom and learned some pretty hard lessons through suffering and how it can be a powerful vehicle for transformation. We face a constant temptation to throw in the towel and cave to the turbulence and the pressures of suffering and pain. My heart is to help you shift your eyes from the crash and onto the cross and to recalibrate in your faith and holiness. Join me as we press toward unpacking the heavy luggage of our heart in pursuit of a life that is built on the practical foundation of God's truth. To be marked means to be set apart, distinguished, unmistakable, and evident. The marked woman may be struck down, but she is not destroyed. She rises and recognizes that there is purpose in pain and that she is a vessel poured out for God's use and perfected in His purpose. This woman is picking up her cross, knowing that the cost may involve suffering, but hidden within the tapestry of her suffering are woven threads of intimacy, trust, preparation, and maturity. You're listening to the She's Marked podcast. Healing happens here. One of the most striking aspects about life is that each moment that you live is a moment that you will never see again. I believe one of the biggest things that we struggle with in life is the fact that we cannot undo the past. We'll never see those times again, and this can become especially painful when our past reminds us of things that we wish we could forget. In today's episode, we are going to be discussing three steps to helping you overcome your past. Step one is to accept the past for what it is. This involves coming to terms that you cannot go back and change what has taken place or not. This is a matter of fact. The longer we live in regret, the more tension builds, and the less time and energy we have to live in the present and build for the future. I imagine this as being alone at a bus stop, and I've missed the bus. Yet, I wait. 30 minutes, an hour, a day, a week, a month. The bus won't return no matter how long I stay there. I have to make a conscious effort to leave. Accepting the past for what it is may require forgiveness. It may require forgiveness if others were involved in making those memories painful. It may involve forgiveness of yourself and seeking the Lord for deliverance from shame. Another thing to consider in this instance is, does this pain feel familiar to me? Sometimes when we have become acquainted with pain or anger, or any other troubling emotion or trauma, it becomes a familiar place with us. It helps us in telling the narrative, and we become one with that thing, and it feels easier and more natural to remain in that place. In fact, it can become scary parting ways with pain sometimes, if that is all we know, and we've come to find a sort of strange comfort in it. But in order to truly overcome, we're going to have to accept the past for what it is. The next step is redeeming the time. Accept that there is still life to live. Your story may not be unfolding as you had hoped, and you can't undo what is done, but you can do something with what remains. Own your role and responsibility to keep living. What determination can you make now
with the insight from your past? How can you use those insights to walk in newness? How can you honor the lessons? The third and final step to overcoming the past is in with the new. Trusting God, immersing in His Word, and healing in community. The past is a chapter, not the entire book. Even in the depression and disappointment of the past, you can still live a life of worth before the Lord. Ask the Lord to give you understanding of the revelation that deep within this dark valley lies a unique and profound opportunity to be refined and molded and built in fortitude and faith. It's an opportunity to sup with the Lord and go deeper, an opportunity to become more aware, more sure of this firm foundation that you have in Christ. Philippians 3:13 says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead." Isaiah 43:18-19 says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." As we work toward overcoming the past, be reminded that while you may not feel as though you have a frame of reference to move forward, you may feel hollow inside, you may feel, where do I go from here? As you continue to surrender, as you make the conscious choice to surrender to the Lord, you are making room for the new. You are creating space for God to do a new thing. And in closing, I leave you with Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. "The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts." My dear listener, may your 2025 be far greater than your 2024 and years prior. Until next time.